In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a relationship story, why not consider hitting a like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. It's always super helpful, so thank you so much, and let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from Dangerous Grocery, who says, I, 28 female, gave my boyfriend, 28 male, an engagement ultimatum, and I might be regretting it, and it was compiled by Somali MN. My boyfriend and I are both young professionals in our late 20s, who moved in together 6 months ago after graduating from professional school and relocating to a new city for work. We've been together for 4 years and have had no issues adjusting to living together. We are happy together, we want the same things out of life and take excellent care of each other. The issue is that I have known for a while that he is the person that I want to spend my life with, and I would like to settle down and hopefully start a family soon. I have been in a serious relationship, also lasted 4 years before him, so I know what I'm looking for. On the other hand, my boyfriend is not in the same headspace as me about this for a few reasons. 1. He was a late bloomer when it comes to relationships, and I was his first real girlfriend. And 2. He has a hard time making decisions about everything, from his job to what pair of shoes to buy. When we discuss the future, I am very clear that I'm ready to settle down with him ASAP. He is also very clear that he loves me, he thinks we have a great thing, but he wants to take more time to see where it goes. He also jokes around about how he hasn't banged enough chicks. We had some serious commitment discussions last year when we were deciding where to live after graduating, and I told him that I wasn't going to try and relocate to the same city as him unless we are engaged. He didn't propose, and I stuck to my guns. Despite very slim odds, we both coincidentally found jobs in the same city, halfway across the country. So we moved there together and got an apartment together. Now I'm starting to get fed up and hurt about this situation. It was causing a lot of stress for me, and it was the main point of contention in our relationship. So in September 2017, I told him that when our lease is up in April 2018, I was going to move out unless we were engaged. He hasn't made a decision ever in his life without a deadline, so I figured this would help nudge him in the right direction. However, I'm starting to worry that he's not going to propose, mostly because he's telling me that he's not going to propose. Now, I'm regretting this ultimatum, and I think maybe I was stupid for ruining a good thing by trying to rush things. But it's been 4 years. Also, I worry that if he does propose, it will be forced and he'll always regret it. On the other hand, I gave him basically the same ultimatum last year during our job search, and he made it very clear that he'd rather end up in different cities, which knowing us would likely mean breaking up than get engaged. I'd like to think that I'm being rational and empowered here, but am I being stupid and desperate? If he doesn't propose by April, should I stick to my guns and move out? Basically sacrificing this great relationship because it wasn't moving at my pace. I'm happy to answer any questions too. This situation is getting so stressful, and I appreciate anyone who takes the time to read this and give advice. Now, coming into this one, whenever we've seen ultimatums given out, and maybe it's just because of, you know, the genre of the subreddits we're covering here, they've never ended well, and I can never see them ending well, really. I mean, if he was to suddenly say, yes, okay, let's get married sort of thing and propose to you, what then? Are you going to be sat there thinking, has he just done this because of my ultimatum? Again, that's not a healthy way to live, is it? But his language as well in this, where he says, you know, he won't propose, and he also said, you know, he hasn't banged enough chicks. Putting myself in your shoes and someone said that to me, yeah, I wouldn't feel great about that. And I certainly don't think boyfriend should force himself into a proposal, into a huge life decision, you know, against his will kind of thing. That's just absolutely silly as well. but do think, you know, a serious sit-down discussion needs to be had about where your relationship is going, because you deserve to know what your future's like as well. But we have a couple of updates and comments, so let's cover the first update. Boyfriend knew and acknowledged the ultimatum, and I tried to use this as a springboard to have a serious conversation about where he sees the future going. We did have some sit-down talks that didn't really go anywhere, and he told me to stop bringing it up, so I stopped. We carried on for a little while, being our happy selves, without mentioning the ultimatum. Part of me hoped he had a proposal planned and would surprise me. Nope. Now we are 10 days away from the 3rd of the 31st deadline, which I 100% plan to stick to, and he just told me that he wants me to visit his parents in their home in September, and after that visit, we would then talk with them about our relationship and consider proposing around December. Part of me is so insulted and angry by this idea. First of all, I've met his parents before and actually spent plenty of quality time with them. So far I like them, and they like me. They live in a more isolated state that's hard to get to from where I live. Plane tickets are pretty expensive, so would be a 2-day drive. I've suggested that I visit them multiple times, and we've had plenty of opportunities to do so, but my boyfriend was against it for one reason or another. The saddest thing is that we both coordinated time off work last week. We knew about the vacation for months and had plenty of time to plan. He told me that he was going to visit his parents and said that he was thinking about asking me to come with, but kept it vague. I looked up flights, which were reasonable in price at the time, and tried to plan everything. But when I presented the information to boyfriend, he would say, "Not now, too busy," and put off planning the trip. Then less than 3 weeks before the vacation started, boyfriend told me I needed to come to his family's home with him on this trip, and if that didn't happen, there was no way he would propose. By that time, all the flights I had been tracking had gone way up in price because the departure date was so close. It would have been financially very tight for me to pay for that flight, and honestly, I think what he did was crappy, because he told me at last minute what I had to do instead of planning in advance like I had tried to do. So I thought it over and decided not to go with him. Now he is saying the reason he can't propose is because I haven't met his family in their home. Like I said, I met his family a handful of times in the past. His family and my family met each other, etc. He says that this needs to happen for his family to be okay with us getting married. If he had told me any time before the vacation was close and flight prices shot up, it would be fine. We had multiple vacations since I issued the ultimatum, and we could have gone to visit his parents then. I feel like this whole thing was him setting me up for failure, so that he could not propose and then blame it on me. Not sure if it's relevant, but he is Asian American and I am white. He was born in the US. I asked him if the need for me to visit his parents' home before he proposes is an aspect of his culture, and he said, maybe. I don't want to be culturally insensitive at all, so if anyone has a knowledge about this, please share. Now that we're 10 days out and he's realizing I'm serious, he spends all our time together begging me not to go through with it. But he's not planning to propose. He says it doesn't make sense because he's telling me that he would propose in December, but he was willing to take the risk of losing me rather than propose by April. I see where he's coming from in a way, if we do both want to get married, but I can't do this anymore. Also, I think he's an adult and find it insulting that he is blaming this whole thing on his parents not meeting me in their home. They are asking him constantly what his plan is with me. They don't know about the ultimatum, and so I get the impression that they are just as curious about the future of our relationship as I am. I don't think they set him down and told him I need to visit them before he can propose, but that's just a hunch. Any advice or comments on the situation would be appreciated. And this second update comes a few months later. I couldn't go through with the ultimatum. I was planning to move out, actually found a new apartment and wrote the check for the deposit. But when push came to shove, I couldn't picture my life without my boyfriend. I decided that I loved him too much to leave him over the arbitrary deadline that I had created. I also believed that he meant what he said about getting engaged in December. I felt I was being silly for leaving him after 4.5 years because I wouldn't wait another few months. As a compromise, he said we could get a cat. I'd been wanting one, but he'd been saying no, and he said he'd go to at least one family event with me this year. On the 3rd of the 31st, the day I was planning to move out, we got a cat together, April to September 2018. My boyfriend and I spent time enjoying each other without really mentioning the ultimatum. we both needed to recover from the damage it did to our relationship. I got a therapist and started working on myself. I picked up a new hobby, running, developed new friendships, and spent a lot of time working on my career and hanging out with my amazing new cat. I think focusing on myself, my career, my friendships took some of the pressure off of him. Also, multiple family events came and went, and my boyfriend had an excuse not to attend each one. I'm not sure it was that big of a deal anyway. By the end of the summer, we were doing great, and it was like the ultimatum never happened. He also complains about our cat constantly. September 2018, visiting his family. As I promised him, I went to visit his parents in their home in September. As I mentioned in the previous post, he is Chinese-American, and I am white, so I studied up on my basic Chinese and was able to speak and understand a little when we were all together. It was a great trip, and I genuinely enjoyed his parents and had a lot of fun in his hometown. I left a few days before he did, so that he'd have time to spend with them alone, and speak with them about his plans for us in the future. I asked him a few times how that conversation went, and he said they are happy with us having a future together, but that getting engaged in December would be too fast. That seemed absolutely crazy to me, and again, it seemed like he was projecting his own views on his parents. He also told me I need to learn Chinese before we got married. His parents speak perfect English, but prefer Chinese when they are with family. So I started doing Rosetta Stone.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
October to December 2018. Around November, I started getting antsy that my boyfriend was going to change his mind again. He was starting to show his pattern of making excuses. For instance, one day he casually mentioned that he couldn't propose by December because he needed to save money. We share finances and money is not an issue for either of us. Another time, he freaked out that I have student loans. Most people in my profession do, and I have a very secure job, good pay, and automatic loan payments, and demanded that he see a spreadsheet of my finances before he can consider having a future together. Luckily, I already have the spreadsheet, which I showed him, and he calmed down. In the meantime, my friends and family were starting to ask questions about the future wedding. Although they had the best intentions, it was stressing me out because I was worried that after all this, there would be no wedding. I worked with my therapist on letting go of this stress, redirecting my family away from relationship questions. I also created a no nagging rule in my mind. I stopped dropping hints, mentioning wedding and engagement, etc., with my boyfriend. Didn't do it much anyway, as I had learned my lesson from the ultimatum. We spent Christmas together for the first time this year, and I really thought he would propose then. But he didn't, and I didn't bring it up or pout about it. He visited his family for New Year's and I was left in our city working, so it definitely didn't happen then. January 2019. I accepted that he actually didn't follow through with what he said he would do. Despite me holding up my end of the deal, I was the perfect girlfriend that he asked me to be, and I tried to use this as an opportunity for growth, both individually and within the relationship, and still nothing changed. I was still on the momentum of not nagging and trying to suppress all my thoughts of wanting to marry him. It's now to the point that I equate my own thoughts of marrying him with shame and self-loathing, like they are bad thoughts that I shouldn't have. I realize I've been feeling so embarrassed with my own desires for my future, which is so sad. But a few things have happened in the past few weeks that have made me realize that this is all bullshit. First, one of my superiors at work offered me some great opportunities at my job if I stay on board long term. However, my boyfriend wants to think about moving us out of the city we live in because we don't like it here. I am actually okay with it for the most part. He has also given a hard no to ever moving back to my home state. His reason, my family lives there and they annoy him. I started thinking, wow, this person is putting a lot of limits on my life for someone who still can't commit to me for the long term. Then, this weekend, I went back to my home state for my best friend's baby shower. Also, I want to have kids. That's the main reason I am in a hurry to get married. Biological clock is ticking. So yesterday, I was hanging out with my friend and her husband, helping them set up their nursery, and had this aha moment, where I realized that that's okay for me to want to get married and have kids. There's no shame in having my own wants. And at this point, not only have my wants and desires been shut down by my boyfriend, no marriage, we can't stay in the city where I have job opportunities, we also can't live in my home state where my entire family is, but I've internalized this sense of shame about expressing or feeling anything that conflicts with his desires. So I'm starting to form a plan to move on, because this dude is taking more from my life than he's adding to it. I'm hoping to get anyone's opinion, advice and support about where to go from here. Also, I'm willing to hear all the I told you so from everyone who said I needed to leave this guy in March when I said I would. I totally deserve it. Thanks for reading. And we do have a final update with conclusion, but not before a couple of comments where OP responded to them. So we'll start off with Plebeius Maximus, who says, why is it not just as acceptable to him to not want marriage as it is for her to want it? Sure, break up with him, but if he didn't want to be married, her trying to pressure him into it with an ultimatum is ridiculous. To which Opie responded saying, since the very beginning, he says he wants marriage and 2 to 3 kids. In the past 1 to 2 years, sometimes he says he wants those things with me, but a lot of times recently he's been saying, I can't marry you. When I do little things he doesn't like, e.g. when I farted near him, sometimes I confront him when he says it and claims he's joking. But yeah, we actually do want the same things, or so he claims, but he has a mental block towards taking action toward making it a reality. Plus, the changing timelines and all the hoops he asked me to jump through are showing me that he's stalling for some reason. I've asked why he's stalling, but all he can give me are excuses of family, money, he wants to see my student loans, etc. I wonder if these are real issues or whether he has some other reason that he doesn't want to tell me. Waifu says, I just think that Opie has a whole lot more flaws than just listening. I'm pretty sure that she's got a whole lot of her own issues that she's not telling us, and I don't expect her to. All I'm saying is without knowing both sides of the story, I'm not willing to call her boyfriend a scumbag. Opie says, of course I have flaws. Many of them have been pointed out by commenters here. Of course my boyfriend isn't an arsehole. No one is all good or all bad. I think the whole realization I'm coming to here is that I've grown beyond this relationship. Je ne sais quoi says, people who are afraid of commitment are just afraid of breaking up as they are getting married. They are afraid of committing to either of those big decisions. So instead, they stay stagnant. No growth, just making their partner feel like they are not good enough when the opposite is actually true. And OP replies saying, oh my god, yes, that is true of my boyfriend. I'm planning to speak with him tonight about all of this, and I know he'll be just as upset with the prospect of ending the relationship as he was about getting married. So now we move on to that final update. Wow, thank you Reddit for all the super thoughtful replies. I read each one so far. I spoke with my boyfriend last night about all of this. I started by asking what his roadblocks are and where he sees the relationship going. He brought up the fact that it's moving too fast for his parents and some issues that he has with the relationship. One, that we don't make decisions together, e.g. the fact that I want to stay in our city for career opportunities despite him wanting to move next year. Also, sometimes I make plans to hang out with friends on weekends when he is free instead of us planning the weekends together. Two, he worries about the fact that I get a lot of Amazon packages and he doesn't know what I am buying. Showed him my Amazon history. It's mostly household supplies that we both use, and occasionally supplies for my hobby, but that's like $20 per month max. Also, this is all on my credit card, which I comfortably pay off each month. So I don't think I need to clear every purchase by him. And three, he also doesn't like that I am chronically 5 minutes late to everything. That's true, and my fault. Also, since it came up a lot in the comments, I wanted to mention that he explicitly said that none of this has to do with cultural barriers or the fact that we're an interracial couple. However, after all of this, he said he's not ready for marriage. I was pretty pissed and told him I wished he told me this a year ago so I could have moved on. He basically tried to keep me around for another year or so that he would have more time to figure out if he was ready. I told him the relationship is over and he is appearing to be in disbelief. He's trying to be really nice now, probably to get me to change my mind, but I'm remaining gently firm here. And a lot more of the comments below this one were saying, you know, it was very obvious, very, very early on in the story that he was never going to marry her from the, you know, the first comment about banging more chicks or whatever he said. And like I said before, if someone said that to me, who I was in a relationship with, I wouldn't be happy about that either. I don't think I'd be able to look at him in the same way again, really, but... And OP's talking about that, you know, they wasted another year of their life before moving on. And I think, you know, sometimes... And I may get hate for this, but it's very easy to say, you know, move on for your life. They've been together for 4 years. Move on with your life. You know, you're not going to get married, blah, blah, blah. But I guess if you have been in that relationship for 4 years, you are seeing, you know, you do love this person and they are showing some love towards you. I think it's got to be difficult. Although I know some people are just going to say, no, it's not. And I'm not saying, you know, that the girlfriend was completely right in the situation either. As I said, ultimatums were never going to work. And I think OP kind of put it in the best way. And they should have come out with that originally, like saying, you know, they want to get married, they want children, but their biological clock is ticking. And, you know, they want to know what the future holds for their relationship. A boundary more than an ultimatum, if you like. Or as OP said, there's nothing wrong with wanting your own wants and desires from your life. Just like for the boyfriend, there's nothing wrong with him wanting his own wants and desires, but it needs to be discussed, which was clearly the big sticking point in this story. But hey, what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today and getting involved in the stories. Before you do move on, don't forget at the very end of the video, there is a couple of playlists there so you can click on them and it will scroll through the videos for you. I think there's a relationships one and maybe Am I the Arsehole one as well. And it will just scroll through them if you're just, you know, drawing, chilling out, cleaning, whatever you're doing, just click on that playlist and let it scroll through. Thank you so much for your love, time and support and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love.
Wake up, get up, stretch my legs. Eat some breakfast, milk and eggs. Brush my teeth up, wash my face. Throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
That's a dip.